Blog Talk Radio.
Great morning, family. Oh, my goodness. Great morning. So, it's Monday, right? And I tell you, one of the most profound things that my oldest has ever told me is, "Mom, you got to wake up and hit Monday in the face." And, of course, every time I think about it, it makes me laugh every single Monday. And I'm like, "Why I got to hit in the face, though, son? That's so violent." And he's like, "Because Monday, you got to know Monday's out to get you. You got to fight Monday. You got to make sure Monday knows you the boss." I said, and, of course, I get it. Ooh, I get it. When I went to bed last night, I was knuckling up. I was like, "Oh, Monday, we're going to have to get this for real, okay? We at Hail Mary at this point. We got so much work to do. We're revving up for summer. This is when things get busy. You know, winter, we're supposed to be at rest. Spiritually, we're supposed to be, you know, kind of building off of what we've learned during the summer, spring, summer, and then harvest season. All right? So now, we're supposed to be in full swing, all right? We're completing our fast, thank God. This is day 27, family. Now, let me tell you, this year has flown by. I have never seen a year go so quickly as this one. You know, I almost want to check with the quantum blah, 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 checking on, are they inching off hours out of our days or whatever, because this year is flying by. It's April. It's not just April. It's mid-April. Unbelievable. But we are moving through. So it's time. It's retreat season is upon us. Just getting out and spending more time in nature. I hope everybody has either their hands or their feet in some soil. So if you're a gardener and you do that, great. Get out there, get into that soil. If you're a walker, a hiker, great. Get out there, breathe in some good air. How about breathe in some good air, get to walking. Me, I'm a grounder. I love getting outside barefoot. If I have shoes on outside, trust me, I'm going to work. But if I don't, just doing me. I love to be barefoot. And so everybody has their little thing that they want to do. I let's spend some time doing it. During the summer, we get to spend more time at the water, more time just outside getting some good old vitamin D. How about? Come on. So I hope everybody is getting excited for this season coming up. You know, it was quite chilly here last night. I don't know what's going on with the weather, but the sun rising earlier, setting a little bit later, giving us more of a day to enjoy. All of this is so needed. It's so, so needed. So let's get it in. Spend the time. Just spend the time. If you're finishing up your fast, right, this fast, oh, my goodness, and parts of it have been extremely easy for me, okay? So the cooking, the food, the vegetables, the fruits has been extremely easy this time. Very little to me effort put in because of all of the work that I did last year. And I didn't let the work go. Okay? So last year when I was doing the raw, I learned so much about food. I developed an appreciation. And let me tell you something, family, an appreciation for food and what food does to your body should be had after this particular fast. You should now know the impact of that daily biscuit. I know it's just one, but every day, fast food. You know, one thing I saw that I didn't pay attention to last time, but I actually paid attention to this time, and that was how much money I've been spending on this. I pay a little bit of money to have a daily biscuit. And at the time, it doesn't seem like a lot because it's just a little every day. But it adds up. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. So this year, I realized that not only am I doing this, you know, 4 days a week, which is too much, I'm also spending money on it 4 days a week. So I said, okay, we had all that has to change, and now this is just another reason why it has to change. It has to change because it's not economically sound, you know. Now, granted, groceries are expensive in a grocery store, but they're not the McDonald's expensive. They're not the Chick-fil-A expensive. They're not. So let's realize some things about this fast so that we can grow from it. On the A Wonderful Approach Devotions page on Facebook, 2023, there's a question posed there. I would love everybody to take a minute to look at that. The question is, you know, if this is your third plus year of fasting, what did you learn? And then I have one. There's two polls there. If this is under your third year of fasting, what did you learn? I want to see the differences. You know, I want to see, because like I said, some things, the reason the food was so easy is because I'd already done this. And it wasn't like super easy, but it was a lot easier. You know, I realized this particular go round is filling a salad with too much dressing is not, you know, you're not really getting anywhere. You know, six here, half a dozen there. So I experimented with decreasing the dressing. I experimented with some horrible tasting light dressing. I wanted to make a change because I'm not doing this to stay in the same boat. You know, this isn't just about taste buds. It's also about positive impact on my body. So if this full-bodied ranch and blue cheese mixture that I put on my salads isn't getting me to where I need to get to, then some things have got to change. And I changed them. You know, I am a fruit person. I love my fruit. Vegetables, they're all right, but I love them fruit. I was trying to make my food ratio one-third fruit, two-thirds vegetable. You know, really, really increasing my vegetables, increasing my green leafies, you know. It really is making a difference, you know. And so, again, I'm learning. I'm making adjustments. I am experimenting in my own experience. Now, I'm sure if I would have read some books or watched some videos, they would have told me that. But, you know, I really wanted to experience it for myself. I wanted to say, okay, my body, I actually have more energy with the more vegetables than I have fruit. And then, you know, I changed the vegetables that I had. Last year, I was doing a lot of grapefruits and oranges and those acidic-type fruits. And then for my vegetables, I was doing, because I was hungry, I was doing a lot of potatoes, either sweet potatoes or white potatoes. Or red potatoes, but I was doing a lot of potatoes, where this year my vegetable of choice has definitely been spinach and really a lot of spinach and a lot of string beans. And then for my fruit of choice this year has been my plantains and changing the different foods that you're eating changes energy level, changes preparedness, changes a lot. Last year I did a lot of tomatoes and cucumbers, but of course I was, you know, killing it with dressings. And so this year I've done a lot more cucumbers, no dressing. So it's been a great experience. So, you know, when I go down now, you know, in a couple of days, we go back to our fasting on Wednesdays. I now know how my body needs to fast on Wednesday. How do I really, you know, we're fasting as an offering for God, yes. We're working on our purification and our detox, yes. We're making sure that we don't get out of control, yes. But I want the full benefit. So not only am I going to be either not eating or doing fruits and vegetables, I'm going to be strategically doing it so that my body gets the best benefit. So if I know that these foods give me that super energy, not from a book or a video, if I know this for myself, oh, that's what I'm doing. That's 100% what I'm doing. So I really would like everybody turn around and see, you know, we're at day 27. The door is right there. I know you're like, Mama 7, I don't want to turn around. I understand that. But for your own understanding and knowledge, turn around and see what works for you. I've had a couple of people that have really held true to, I can't remember what number, that rule, that guideline is, but that no weed and alcohol. And they are learning things about themselves. You know, they're learning that, wait a minute, maybe I've been relying on this, you know, to help me go to sleep, eat, whatever you're doing it for. You know, maybe I want to change that. You know, maybe you realize, wait, I'm spending a little grip on this. You know, this is more than just social for me. I'm, you know, this is a part of my life, you know. I hope we're paying attention to that, you know, and the drinking. You know, when you're using drinking as a coping mechanism because you don't want to deal with blank to blank to blank, we got to get into this. So when I say look at the fast, the structure of it, look at it. If your swear jar is full, and y'all can call me, get my address, I want the swear jars, I want the whole jar, I want the whole thing. And so, and if you didn't put it in the jar, that's fine. Just send it. Yeah. Call me. Yeah. And so, if your swear jar is full, like full, come on now. Realize that you're better than that. Realize that the people around you and the people that are looking up to you and the people that are hearing this, they are better than that. Realize that 99% of us have shrines in our house and should not be cussing like that. You cussing around Big Mama? Even Big Mama curse. You going to do it? No, you're not. Let's do better. So that might be your thing where you're like, yeah, I curse a lot. You know, I realized maybe about 5 fasts ago that, number one, I love soda. I love the way it tastes. And I'm not talking about no diet soda. I want the real, all the chemicals. But the second I stopped drinking it, it didn't taste right going back. I was like, golly, did they take away the flavor? You know, this just tastes like chemicals now. And the answer is yes, of course, they took away the flavor. They are trying to make it taste just like chemicals. You know, once I took away the soda experience, it was very, very easy for me to stay away. So spend some time looking at your fast and what it was, what it helped you get to, all right? Today, unity of humanity, I love it. Our concept, our thought, our point. I can tell you all of these concepts play a role in your spiritual development, okay, of the devotions. You know, this was a journal that I kept during one of my fasts. And I was like, all the things that helped me in my spiritual development, I wrote them down. I was like, okay, this is a big part. This is a big part. And I realized that all of these parts play a role in a development of a spiritual understanding. These are the parts. And humanity and unity of humanity is a role, is a part that inspires me to keep my integrity high. And I believe if everyone spent time investigating their humanity, we would have a much different world than what we have right now. And then understanding that we are the pioneers. Now, I say that all the time. Let me tell you, if there were 10 of us, I would say it. We don't need large numbers to be making large impacts. The impacts on something don't need to be large. They need to be righteous, and they need to be sincere, okay? So don't ever let a wonderful approach to numbers confuse you as to how our impact could be so big, all right? Think about the body, right, the whole body. What is the impact of a bullet on a body? And you're like, oh, it's so small. Yes, it's small. It's doing a lot of damage, though. Doing a lot of damage. You hit the right spot, it's game over. And you're like, man, this little thing right here is doing all this impacting. Yes, it is. So what we're going to do is we're going to be that bullet and negativity, okay? We're going to create some changes, starting with ourselves. See, when we start with ourselves, we can move from a musket. You know, I don't know if you remember what a musket, I think it was, what, 3 feet long, 4 feet long, heavy, highly inaccurate, and dangerous to the user and a person in front of them, okay? A musket. We don't really want a musket, okay? What we want is, you know, something very small, very fast, very impactful, and we can conceal it. That's what we're looking for. So don't, please, don't let a wonderful approach size impact you, okay? I'm not looking to lead a mega church or any church, really. that was never, ever my goal. My goal was to make a spiritual impact, a positive spiritual impact. And I can do, God said, two or more. So every time that we get together on this radio and every time we get together at these functions, I'm very, 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 very okay with who comes and who doesn't, because I'm not here for the number. I'm here to make the difference. This is what we do. Understanding humanity, understanding that I'm leaving a footprint, not just for my children, but for all of our children, you know, this is why we do this work. You know, I was talking to a little one yesterday, and I was telling her, we were talking about core memories. I have so many core memories under the A Wonderful Approach umbrella, meaning I have memories and things that inspire me to keep pushing. When I get tired, not if I get tired, because I get tired. So when I get tired, I have those opportunities to say, hey, you remember this positive impact. Remember that when you get tired. Remember this when you get tired. The work that we do individually and collectively is part of what we contribute to humanity. We're working on all of this. And we have a responsibility to do it because we are the leaders. We have to be able to set good examples. See, whatever you ask God for, God's going to give to you. It's wonderful. It's amazing how this works out. I said, God, I want to be positive, spiritual. This is it. That's what I want. And God's like, okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Positive. He didn't say do it only when it's convenient. He didn't say do it only for your friends. He didn't say go ahead and, you know, only on Wednesdays. No. God said, okay, you want to do it? I'm going to let you do it. That's what you asked for. I didn't put any parameters around it. I didn't say men. I didn't say women. I didn't say children. I put no limits on it. So when I'm working and I'm thinking about how can I make this work spiritually, how can I do this spiritually, that work is for a collective. That is for humanity. That is for whoever can benefit from. Is definitely, to me, it can be a little extra challenge because there are times where, you know, one of the reasons why I am so spiritually versed is because I am in contact with so many different spiritual understandings. Being in contact with different people, different spiritual understandings, all you're doing is learning. You're learning more about God's children. And so this humanity, whenever I'm thinking, okay, let's work on this, whenever Spirit lays on me, hey, you know, you got to work on that, these are the type of, I take that humanity into consideration. How do we do it and have it positively benefit ourselves? You know, I'll tell you, I'll take it a step further. I also think about the little fur babies. You know, how does what we do impact nature? Because we have to live with nature. How does it impact our, you know, the animals that live in nature? How does it impact anything? So I think when we start to expand our view of more than just ourselves, more than just our household, our subdivision, our, apartment complex, you know, when we really start to expand ourselves, allowing ourselves to really be those pioneers, moving positivity forward. You know, we ain't doing this for gold. We're doing this for positivity. You know, we're doing this for God. We're doing this for our ancestors. So when we're pushing this envelope further, understanding humanity, we need it. They need us. This, the unity of it. We can't all be individual threads out here trying to make it happen. We really have to be the fabric. We have to be the whole basket, not just one little blade of grass. The basket gives us protection, gives us strength, gives us color. I could be the most vibrant, little shimmering gold thread, right? You wouldn't even see me if I wasn't with other gold threads, right? So let's work together, positive manner. One, because we need to, and other, two, because we need to. You know, one, because God likes that for us. And then, you know, we're all God's children. You know, so those are our brothers and sisters, even if they're stepbrothers and sisters, even if we don't like them like that, even if they're unpleasant, they're still human, therefore still part of humanity. And we have to learn how to work with people and guide people, even if these are not the people that you used to being with and liking. It's an interesting dynamic. I want everybody to spend some time doing it, okay? Spend some time seeing how to interact with others positively. How about spend some time being sensitive to others? Sometimes all you got to do is be sensitive, be caring, being aware, monitoring yourself. And I promise you, if you use those guidelines, you're not going to have to worry about offending anybody or being disrespectful. You know, no cursing, precision of language, you know, all those things that we're working on, I promise you, humanity needs that. Because if we're the leaders and we're coming out less than, that whole batch can get ruined. It only takes one bad apple. You know what I'm saying? So if leadership is corrupted without integrity, if leadership is disrespectful, if leadership is doing all this, trust me, everything underneath, I don't even have to keep going underneath. That, all of that is going to be gone. It'll be worthless. So when I say we are the leadership, we're setting the examples that other people need to follow. If we're not setting good examples, we ruin our whole batch. Don't do that. Don't do that. So let's work on these positive traits so that we can show God, hey, God, we're getting this ready for you. Now, this prayer today is long. I'm just going to do the first page of it. But if you have your devotions book, please take a moment and read the whole thing. It's a beautiful prayer. And when I was putting it together, I was like, oh, I cannot even shortcut this. But for radio, we will. Let me tell you, these first two lines of this prayer sent me on a whole mission and had me reflective for about 4 or 5 months because it really forced me to think about who I was going to be. And there are times, I hope, and if you haven't done it yet, you will. There are times where you're going to say, who am I? Not just my name, my age, my race, my who am I, and my who do I present to God? So this is the prayer, okay? Father, Mother, God, better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife. A prudent servant will rule over a disgraceful son and will share the inheritance as one of the family. A crucible for silver and a furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart. A wicked person listens to deceitful lips. A liar pays attention to a destructive tongue. Whoever mocks the poor shows contempt for their maker. Whoever gloats over disaster will not go unpunished. Children's children are a crown to the age, and parents are the pride of their children. Eloquent lips are unsuited to a godless fool, and much worse lying lips to a ruler. Amen. Please spend time reading the whole prayer. It is powerful. Allow it to change you, because it did change me. Protect yourself, protect your fast, have a wonderful day, and get ready to fight with Monday. Peace.